Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with Glenn Mack now, who will now give us his five takeaways from the 27-22 loss to the Washington Redskins.
All right, here you go, Dave. A lot of these, I think, are pretty self-evident, but feel free to applaud as you see fit. Number one, this team really needs to learn how to win those one-possession games. They are... Thank you, David. They're 0-5 in that. They are 0-4 in the division in those one-possession games. And on Sunday, in a lot of ways, they outplayed Washington. They had 50 more total yards. They held the ball. They out possession 36-24, which is pretty significant. They had fewer penalty yards for once.
This was the first of the one-possession losses, I think, that I come away saying, you know, this team's going to learn from this, because they didn't commit a lot of penalties. They didn't miss a lot of tackles. They didn't blow assignments. They just couldn't finish.
They couldn't finish.
They were the personnel
right,
to finish.
10 points in four visits to the red zone just isn't going to do it. And the two turnovers in the red zone really aren't going to do it. Fixable, yes, as in next year fixable.
Yeah, fixable as in the Eagles need to continue to have good off seasons, as they did this past off season, adding Carson Wentz and what looks to be a good draft class and a couple of key free agents.
Well, you take me right to number two, okay, which is Carson Wentz is still a bright spot. I heard several foolish critics kind of blame him for the end of the game. No. There is nothing he can do in that situation. He is playing without three of his starting offensive linemen, without three of the four running backs they went into the year with, and without three of the guys they counted on to catch the passes. He marched them down, was it 61 yards, to put them in that position. There is nothing he could do on the play where he got sacked. I remain impressed by Carson Wentz, by his guts, by his leadership, by his brains, by a lot of things. He's got a lot to learn, yes, but Doug Peterson said this was his best game of the year. I still go with Pittsburgh, but I think it was a very, very good game overall.
I honestly will tell you that after this game, look, we're all looking at every move that Carson Wentz makes, every word that he says. Everything about Carson Wentz after this game, Glenn, I felt this kid is the real deal. Feel it more strongly now than ever.
Yeah, moral victories don't mean a lot. No. And I don't want to say that Sunday was won, but I remain encouraged by what I see
and
with him.
And what I've seen from him that I didn't really expect to see is 6'5", 240-plus pounds. He's a big guy. But you see how agile he is in the pocket, how he can shrug off some would-be tacklers, how athletic he is for such a big kid. This is all very good news for you, for us, for the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, number three, I need your help on this
one.
Yes,
please.
I don't know what to make of Zach Ertz, Dave, because I feel like we have been here before. 10 catches, 112 yards, but he does this every year. He had this game last year, 15-catch game against the Redskins in December. He did this in 2014, 13-catch game against the Redskins in December. Last three games of the year that year, 30 catches, 352 yards. Now, overall, the last three seasons in December, Ertz averages 7.2 catches, 81 yards, and he's got four touchdowns in 11 games. The rest of the year, he averages 3.2 catches a game, 39 yards, and only three touchdowns in 39 games. I feel like every year at this time we say, this is going to be it. Next year he's going to be there. I can't anymore predict that. I don't know if it's just the December thing of Zach Ertz.
Well, I will say this. After the week that Zach Ertz had last week with the criticism about the non-block in Cincinnati, the player that I saw on Sunday was much more physical, fighting for yards after the catch, really trying to be more of a determined physical runner. Had
I'll
moderate
give you
success,
that.
But as a productive
right, right,
no, no, I get
him.
What you're saying. And the key for this young man is to put it all together and for the Eagles to incorporate him. And I think he's actually been more productive in the last four or five games after that displaced rib.
Yeah.
Look, he came out and had a really good first game against Cleveland.
He did.
And suffers the displaced rib, plays with it, and then misses 3 weeks.
Yeah, and maybe there's a chemistry with him and Wentz, but I don't want to be pulled into it again because I've been pulled into it before.
And they hadn't worked much at all in the preseason.
Sure. All right, here you go. Number four. Let's give a hand to Trey Burton, who, man, he can do it all, this kid. He's up to 32 catches this season. He's got 12 catches in the last two games. He's a terrific special teams player. He makes tackles on special teams. And when called upon in emergency, not that bad long snapping. Now, the punter helped him. Donnie Jones did a nice job on that.
Yep.
But you know what? He got it back there. He volunteered. He did a good job. He's a very valuable cog of this team. Trey Burton, a guy you can really root for, and he's done well.
Yeah, and Trey's one of those unsung kind of glue players who is a core member of Dave Phipps' special teams and has become a really versatile player in the offense, moves all around the formation, creates good matchups, and has generally caught the ball very well, with the exception of a game or two.
Yeah, and Wentz found him early, which was nice to see. All right, number five. I don't know how it's going to play out, but I think DeSean Jackson really wants to come back to this town. Before the game, he is lobbying with our friend Howard Eskin that he wants to come back. After the game, he'll tell anybody who listens how much he likes Philadelphia. Hey, they cheered me today. They must really like me. Well, we'll see how it plays out. He had another good game against the Eagles, which he seems to do, had that 80-yard touchdown. He's got, what, four touchdowns now against the Eagles in the five games he's played. I don't know how it works out, but I'll tell you what, he would be delighted to come back here.
I believe that he will stay in Washington with the Redskins.
Ooh.
That's my thought.
You give me the field?
Yeah, I'll give you the field.
All right. Bet you
beer? You had dinner that you owe me.
Have I offered to pay that a few times? Okay,
We'll do the beer bet. We'll do the soda bet. Well, that sounds better with me, okay? Glenn Macnow's five takeaways from the loss against the Washington Redskins. Eagles have not won a game in the NFC East this year with two remaining. When we return to Eagles 360, the head coach Doug Peterson in studio talking about his Eagles. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are partnering to celebrate the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area with the High School Football Showdown. Visit the website to vote for the game of the week and support your school. Check back daily for new matchups.